This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Friday at The Denton Day on Twitter. Continuing our conversation about the NBA postseason. The Knicks forcing a game 6, 111-94, taking down Indiana. Joining us now to make a little bit of sense of what we saw last night and figuring out who, if anyone, can beat the Thunder, my guy Rick Kamla, Sports Ethos, covering the NBA for them, giving out some picks. We'll get a pick from him before we let him off the hook here. Cam, what's up, man? How are you?
Dad, what's going on, my brother? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We get a game 6 on a Saturday. Thank God. I was so worried that we were going to go an extended period of time with no games, so I'm glad the Knicks were able to give us at least something on Saturday.
Well, I had Indiana last night, so tomorrow when there's hoops on, I'll be happy. But I misjudged that. I thought Cat was limping so bad and stuff in Game 4. I thought that was going to be a huge issue, and obviously, it was like that one final party. I think Indiana's going to do them in here in Game 6, but. I played the money line. It was like 50 to win 120, feeling good about it. But we ripped up that ticket, Denton.
Hey, as long as you get back on the horse on Saturday, that's all that matters, right?
Exactly. I mean, I'm up, so I had some surplus to play with, but that was not well thought out.
What did you make of the way that the Knicks were able to slow the pace down a little bit for Indiana in game number 5?
I don't think Indiana really brought the noise, okay? They had just that really awesome emotional victory in Game 4. Halley's dad's back in the building. He has a 1-of-1 playoff game, and, he was dreadful last night. I think, again, and you know this, a lot of times when teams get up 3-1, and then they go on the road for that Game 5, that's not a motivation game. I mean, it's a closeout game, but it's a death game for the other team, right? And for the team that's up 3-1, I think human nature sets in a little bit, and you exhale a little bit, and you have that whole thought, well, shoot, we lose tonight. We just go back home and we win Game 6. I think, we saw that in the Boston-New York series, Game 5 at Boston. That's what New York did, right? They're up 3-1. I think they kind of half-assed. That was the Luke Kornet game, right? And then Game 6 back in New York, and New York closes them out. So we've seen that pattern happen a lot. I should have known it was going to go down that way. My bad. But I will be on Indiana tomorrow night, Denton.
Do you think that Tyrese Halliburton is getting the proper criticism for the game that he had last night after that iconic 1-of-1 performance in Game 4?
Well, I don't – here's my thing. Criticism is like born of like a lot of failure, right? And like, okay, he had one dreadful game after, a 30-10-15 with no turnovers. Nobody's ever done that. I don't think there should be any criticism at all. I think it should, everybody should just kind of know it's kind of like a gravy game. You don't have to win that game. And a lot of people, they got to close it out. Otherwise, here come the Knicks. Indiana's not looking at it that way. I can promise you. Maybe bettors are, maybe fans are and stuff. I don't know. In that locker room, they're not looking at it that way. They're like, we sucked in Game 5. We'll get back to our pace in Game 6. And so being at home, I think, helps the pace thing. And just like going to the court with a mindset for destruction and playing the way you play. And I just don't think Indiana had that last night. That was New York's game. They had all the motivation on their side. So I don't think there should be any criticism on Halley at all. I think he's an absolutely amazing player. Here's another 1-of-1 for you, Denton. He is the first player in the history of the NBA. This is going to blow your mind. He is the first person in the history of the NBA to average 20 points, 10 assists, and 40% on threes in a season. That's right. Nobody's ever done it. So we're talking about a historical, generational, first ballot, future Hall of Famer here. And if he shoots 25% in the NBA Finals against OKC, you know, maybe we can start levying some criticism against this man, but not right now.
How far is the gap between Rick Carlisle and the other remaining coaches in the NBA, or just everyone else in the NBA, period, if you think he is the best in the NBA right now?
I don't think he's – look, Carlisle's my guy, man. He's a deadhead. I'm a deadhead. Me and Rick go way back. Like, he's my favorite coach, I'll tell you that, by far. But is he the best coach? He's up there. I mean, Spoelstra's up there. Kerr is up there. But you know, Ty Lue is up there. I know people bang on Doc Rivers, but you look at his resume. I think Doc Rivers is hovering in that conversation for best coach in the league right now. Yeah, he's up there. I'm not going to diss Rick at all. I think he's a phenomenal coach. He has found roles for all of these guys. And, you know, it seems like they're happy. And, they're, you know, Obi Toppin, to me, is a starting player. And he's been a bench player, and he just always comes through for them. T.J. McConnell is one of the best backup point guards in the league. Mathurin, you know, could be a starter. I don't know. To me, he's kind of a gunner off the bench, but he's a hell of a player. So he's made it work. You know, Carlisle started Nebhard as a rookie. Nebhard didn't know what he was doing at that point, in my opinion. What do I know, right? I'm like, why are you starting Nebhard? And he was starting him over Mathurin, right? Well, guess what? Now he's groomed Nebhard into like this really solid glue guy, role player, jack of all trades. Right. When Hallie's out, he spikes, plays defense, makes shots, passes the rock, right? You know, they made the Sabonis and Halliburton trade, and then that freed up Miles Turner. Because Miles Turner and Domantas Sabonis was a little bit like same on same, you know, two bigs and stuff like that. So it got them playing faster to just have the one big and then have, you know, basically four wings. So I just think they've done a great job all the way up to their czar, Kevin Pritchard, who's another one of my longtime NBA homies. I'm super excited for their success. They're not going to win this thing. Nobody's beaten OKC, but I'm excited for Indiana's success.
Rick Kamler with me here, Sports Ethos, on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here. Does Indiana match up better with Oklahoma City, even though we are both in agreement that Oklahoma City is going to win this thing?
I mean, I think Indiana can really battle them because Indiana's deep. They're really deep. To me, they're the third deepest team in the league behind OKC and then Cleveland. And I know Cleveland's, you know, dead and gone and forgotten, but God bless America. They got dudes, man. And so does Indiana. I mean, Indiana's got stay ready group guys, you know, third unit guys like Jairus Walker that are badasses just waiting in the wing. So I think Indiana's going to get a couple of games off OKC. I do. Look, the OKC-Minnesota thing was a clash of, you know, a team on a mission and just, you know, they're a freaking wagon, okay? And then you've got the whole thing with Minnesota was Ant-Man. And I love Ant-Man, and I'm not being critical of him. I'm just calling it what it is. He's 23 years old. He doesn't know how to do this yet. And nobody can come help him, right? It's not, you know, Ant-Man needs more help, blah, blah. No. Stop that. What needs to happen is he just needs to keep playing. Like he said, you know, does it hurt? No, it doesn't hurt. I'm young. There's going to be a lot of these opportunities. I think that's a little bit flimsy by him. You don't always make the West Finals every year. I mean, come on. So, you know, he's got to understand that. But his point is, dude, I'm 23. I'm figuring this out. So Ant-Man's got to become a full-time killer. He can't be a part-time killer. Right, where my teammates will do it tonight, or they're doubling me, I got to get off the ball tonight. F all of that. Jordan didn't just accept that. Kobe didn't just accept that. Bron doesn't just accept that. You've got to find a way to go Hulk smash on these dudes no matter what the circumstances of the game are, because he needs to dictate the circumstances of the game, but he's not there yet. SGA is there. He dictates the terms of the game. You know, people call it foul baiting or whatever. I call it smart basketball. If you're going to move and angle and do it all within the rules and get the tweet and go to the line 14 times and slow the game down, get in a rhythm, and just death by paper cut, well, then freaking kill them by paper cut, man. I have no problem with it at all. I think it's high-level competition, Denton. Everybody's hating on him. Everybody's, oh, you suck, and foul baiter, blah, blah, blah. And he's just out there doing his thing. I think it's absolute. It's not, like, super entertaining, but it's super effective, and I like it.
The foul baiting thing and the free throw merchant thing, Rick, almost just feels lazy from people that don't understand the flow of basketball. Because, like you just said, he's getting in a rhythm, and he constantly gets himself into a rhythm by doing that. I feel like everyone that's critical of him for that is lazy. All great players get to the free throw line. That's what happens when you drive to the basket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, thank you. What can I say? High five, Denton. Yes, what you said. But people got to search for stuff. I was laughing. After OKC pounded Minnesota, whatever day that was, the next day on ESPN, is it a dynasty? It's the stupidest question in sports right now. No, they haven't won a championship yet. How can it be a dynasty? Like, I'm not let them win a championship. Then maybe I'll tell you what, Dan, I learned a lesson. NBA radio, all right, Denver wins the chip. I start, a little, they brew in a dynasty, right? Immediately after that, guys started getting hurt and stuff started unraveling with the team. I'm like, that was such a dumb radio take right there. I'm not doing that again. I just think it's too early. They haven't even won a finals game yet. We're talking about dynasty. I mean, give me a break, man.
Speaking of SGA, what outside of the ability to get to the free throw line, it does feel like he is such a great leader for this team. In watching him, and especially where he came from with Los Angeles, what makes him as special as he is?
Great question. I think it's like speed, gears, tempo. He's obviously really intelligent and really competitive. But and I noticed this at Kentucky. He just glides. He's so smooth. Just that that dribble is a yo-yo. He slaloms through dudes. So when he's coming downhill on you and he slams the brakes on it about the free throw line, and he just pulls back for that mid-range jumper, dude, that's automatic, man. Nobody can get to it. You're basically make or miss at that point, and he doesn't miss that shot very much. He's not an exceptional jump shooter. He's getting, better at it, but his whole thing is being slithery, being crafty, being mid-range, getting to the free throw line, and he's so freaking good at it, man. I call him Mr. Consistent. That's my nickname for him. The guy's 30 every game. He's not 40, then 20, 40, then 20. He's 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30 every game. It's amazing. Led the league in scoring. He's going to probably do that multiple times here. He's really cracked the code, Denton, of how to score, how to play his game at the NBA level. You can't speed him up. And he just plays the game at his pace. And he's got the other team wrapped around his pinky. He will share the rock, although, like the Ant-Man thing, it's very, very, very important for OKC, for SGA to take a ton of shots and a ton of free throws and score a ton of points. And he does that every game. Ant-Man needs to understand that, dude, you can't have a game with 13 shots. That cannot happen.
Right.
Every single game, you've got to put up 20-plus shots. Otherwise, we're going to have a conversation about it. And again, I love Ant-Man, and he'll figure it out. He's 23. SGA's 26, Denton. He's there. Ant-Man is 23. He's almost there.
Yeah, Ant-Man needs to be taking 13 shots and a half, not 13 shots in a game. Like, you need to just be spraying that bad boy. Before we get to your official pick for game number 6, just a couple of outside of the postseason questions. By the time we tip off in 2025, but the 25-26 season, Giannis Antetokounmpo is wearing what uniform?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Houston. I, Denton, I haven't made calls, and any of that. I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here. The Lakers don't have the assets to me. You know, Austin Reeves is not enough to get Giannis. And I love Austin Reeves. He's just not. It's got to be Austin Reeves and. And I don't know if the Lakers have that. The Rockets have, you know, and I thought this when the Durant stuff started kind of bubbling up. And I don't want the Rockets to trade for Kevin Durant. And I love Kevin Durant. But why would you eat away at probably the second-best young core in the NBA behind OKC for like a 37-year-old oft-injured future Hall of Fame? That would be so freaking stupid. But if you're going to trade like Jabari Smith and maybe Cam Whitmore and maybe Reed Shepard, I don't know, and maybe a couple picks, like I just think you could really hit Milwaukee with really strong young prospects that they could forge their future with. You could give them a bunch of picks, 5-6 picks, whatever it is. So I'll say Houston, Denton.
At the risk of becoming what Los Angeles became when they traded SGA and he became an MVP, I would assume that no package includes Amen Thompson for Houston, right?
That is correct. They're not going to trade him. You know, I'm not trading Jalen Green or Alfie Sengun. And coming into last season, I was like, that was kind of a big year for me and Jalen Green. Like, I needed to see an ascension, improvement on the defensive end, you know, where Ime doesn't have to pull you for Tari Eason in the fourth quarter. And I saw that. Like, I saw him defending. I saw him sitting down. I saw a lot of major scoring games. I saw ebbing and flow, and he kind of runs cold, and then he hits a heater, goes back to cold. So he's a little bit up and down that way, but I like Jalen Green, and I know he struggled in the playoffs. Again, super young guy, first playoff series. He's playing against, you know, a fading dynasty in Golden State, who obviously has a ton of know-how. They're just smarter than him in a variety of ways, so he'll figure it out. But I wouldn't trade Jalen Green. I wouldn't trade Alpi. I really like Reed Shepard, Denton. I think he's a young stud. I think they should decline the team option on Fred VanVleet, put Amen at the one, and then move Reed Shepard into, like, you know, a 20-minute per game kind of role.
Yeah.
That's how I'd roll. Because I know VanVleet had some big playoff games, but he was awful in the regular season. I mean, absolutely dreadful. He shot like 37%, dude.
And especially if you know he's not going to be a part of this moving forward, gave some veteran leadership, thank you for your services, go somewhere else, right?
And it's $40 million, bro. It's like 40-some million dollars for Fred VanVleet. Like, I'm not paying that. There's no way.
I'm not paying. I don't care how high this salary cap is. I am paying that. Rick, before we get you out of here, official pick for game number 6 on Saturday.
I think Indiana's going to win the game, and it might not be close. I think, like I said, I just think they let their guard down. I think they exhaled. That was, you know, Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet and, you know, Tracy Morgan and Spike Lee. And, you know, that I think that was that one last Nick party, man. I think the Pacers are going to the NBA Finals. I think they're going to close them out on Saturday night. I think Halliburton's going to have another exhilarating game. And, you know, I don't think the Knicks can do that again, man. I don't. So that's what I got. I think the Pacers are going to close them out on Saturday night. This is a can't-lose situation, Denton, because if the Knicks win, then we all get a Game 7. So there's no losers here.
No, yeah, and Game 7 would be so great from a content perspective. I mean, being able to talk about something on Monday would be sensational. Rick, always appreciate it, my friend. Hope you're doing well. We'll do it again soon.
Yes, sir, Denton. Peace out, man.
That is Rick Kamla, Sports Ethos, good enough to jump on with us here, give us a couple plays. He's taking the Pacers. I'm taking the Pacers. I think the Pacers laying that 3.5 in game number 6 against the Knicks is something that you cannot miss. That's going to end basketball talk on the Kevin Sheehan Show. When we get back, are the Commanders getting the proper love from a roster building standpoint this offseason? We'll let you know when we get back. You can jump on the phone lines. Where do you think the Commanders roster ranks as it currently sits across the NFL? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.